Welcome into episode 113 of the Galia Men Podcast. We have a really good episode for you today, something that I'm passionate about. I work with a lot, and we've talked on some, but we were talking about it, and my goodness, this goes all the way back to episode 13 and episode 28 of Dealing with Lust and a Galia Man's Greatest Threat. So we've talked about the idea of lust, of pornography, of things like that, maybe threaded throughout a couple episodes since then, but we're talking like 2023. At this point, since we've really had one. And so Will had this great idea. We had something else. I had something else in mind. He goes, what if we did this? Because this is really in the news right now. And so I wanted to let Will kind of take it away as to why this is poignant, why it's timely, why he had this idea. And it's like, that clicks. That's perfect. We haven't covered this in a long time. So Will, what was it that, you know, maybe you can get a little more into what sparked this?
So we're dealing with one mic today for our YouTube viewers who are seeing us swing our mic back and forth instead of us both having mics. Long story, just don't ask, but we're going to be swinging the mic back and forth. So yeah, we're tackling the OnlyFans angle of this. As Joe spoke to, we've covered pornography, we've covered lust, and it's been a while for those episodes specifically, but OnlyFans has been in the news a lot lately, as far as news stories and kind of notoriety right now on social media. I would imagine most of our listeners know what OnlyFans is. Hopefully not too closely, like hopefully you're not super familiar with it because it is not good. But as far as like knowing what it is, I would imagine most people do. It was launched in 2016 as basically a content creator site. Joe looked it up. It was not originally, at least allegedly, created for the purpose of pornography. It was allegedly created just so content creators could kind of monetize their content, figure out, you know, get it in front of people and monetize it. And it is currently valued here roughly 10 years later at well over $1 billion as far as the company goes. The latest statistics we could find were for 2023. So you can take these statistics with a grain of salt because they are way higher now, I'm positive. But as of the end of 2023, there were 305 million user fan accounts. Just user fans, and then over 4 million creator accounts on OnlyFans. And again, I don't want to, you know, just put numbers in your head. You can probably double that, I would imagine, because here we are in 2025, full years passed since then. So it's kind of a big deal. A lot of people are on it. Again, we wanted to tackle kind of the angle with OnlyFans specifically because, let's be honest, it is a form of pornography. It very much is. And so before we kind of get into what we would put forth as kind of takeaways for you as godly young men and why you need to completely stay as far away from it as you possibly can. There are two news stories that have really been, or I guess two individuals that have been in the news a ton lately surrounding OnlyFans. So I'll kind of briefly go over them, Joe, and then hand it back to you for kind of your reaction to it. We should have prefaced. This is going to be a sensitive episode in the sense of we're going to be discussing things surrounding pornography and masturbation and things like that. And so if you're a regular listener, that shouldn't bother you too much, but I do want to put that out there. If there is, you know, maybe a family listening in the car with younger kids or something like that. But this is a serious, serious subject. This is something that we want to handle it delicately, but also not treat it with kid gloves is what I would say, because if you're a 16, 17-year-old, you're probably going to be dealing with this. So Lily Phillips is the first name. Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue are the two individuals that have been kind of all over social media timelines lately. Lily Phillips made news earlier in the year for sleeping with 100 men in one day. And she prefaced it with her goal was to sleep with over 1,000. And so it's like she was prepping for it. It was kind of warming up for it. 100 in a day, 300,000 was her ultimate goal. Her notoriety was kind of surpassed by a lady named Bonnie Blue, who's British, who claims in January of 2025 to have slept with, and this is not me misspeaking, 1,057 men in 12 hours. 1,057 men in 12 hours. I would discourage you godly young men from going and looking this story up or anything like that. I would imagine you probably heard of it. But that's what she made news for. Again, her notoriety has shot through the roof. She's at NBA games and stuff now. But the point is, both of these individuals gained their notoriety from OnlyFans. Lily Phillips especially, and then Bonnie Blue as well. And so, again, with both of them in the news lately, and just if you sit back and think about for a second, Joe, I'll hand it to you, just the degradation of sleeping with that many individuals in one day, man or a woman, it just got us thinking about so many different things. Joe, what's kind of your reaction to those news stories before we get to kind of the takeaways that we should have as godly young men?
Yeah, yuck, I think was the first reaction. Shocking, honestly. I had not heard of the Bonnie Blue one, actually. I've been off of social media, off of X for a little while now and not really paying attention too much, and that's where I got a lot of my news, and Facebook doesn't hardly get to these things. But I'd heard of Lily Phillips one, and I remember watching the interviews with her because they had a couple interviews that were going around, clips of an interview. And initially, she was very like proud of it and everything else. And then I remember one, and once again, I wasn't watching super closely, but where she's kind of breaking down in tears talking about it's a traumatic experience. Like, yeah, no duh. Like, of course it's a traumatic experience. You just slept with 100 men in one day. Like, how stupid could you be? I'm sorry, but that's just really dumb to then be like, wow, you know, it took more of a toll on me than I thought it would. Like, maybe you should have thought of that. Maybe there's a reason this is not done very often. Like, it's not supposed to be done. And so there is this level, and like you said, it starts with this OnlyFans. There's a level of like, wow, you know, what have we come to in a society where this is celebrated, where this person is being celebrated at basketball games and things like that for sleeping with 1,000 men in a day? That should be one of those where everybody publicly shames you and kind of the scarlet letter that you get of like, I don't know that we can use the term on here, but, you know, there is a term that is truly like you are a prostitute. You are somebody that is a, you know, yeah, abhorrent. I'll put it that way. And somehow they're getting celebrated in today's culture. And so, as you said, the question really is, what should our response as godly young men be? First response is, like you said, don't go look it up. The first response is like, stay away, far, far away from anything like that, because there are multiple reasons for that. And that's what we wanted to get into. The takeaways for us as godly young men, as we consider something like that, and if you're good with that, I'm just going to get us into number one, because you already use this term, and I think this is such a key point. I'm glad you added this. You have to understand, when we're dealing with OnlyFans in general, not just these two stories, but OnlyFans in general, where you have girls that are just putting themselves out there and showing the most intimate parts of themselves to complete strangers online, you have to understand how dehumanizing this entire industry is. And you can look at it and go, well, hey, they're choosing it. Yeah, the porn industry may be dehumanizing. They're the ones that are kind of forcing this. There's a lot of sex trafficking within that, and that is very true. OnlyFans, maybe it's not sex trafficking, but it's still a dehumanizing thing where somebody is taking themselves and making them a piece of meat for everybody else to enjoy some, you know, at some point. And so we can look at it and say, well, it's kind of an innocent version of porn. That's not true. This is porn. This is sexually arousing content that is intended to excite, intended to arouse. That is the definition, in my opinion, of pornography. And you have this dehumanizing element out there that is really sad to see how many girls. I got 4 million creators. No, not every one of them is content for or sexual content. There are technically OnlyFans creators that aren't sexual content, which we're talking like 2% of those. Most of them are going to be the sexual content. You start 4 million plus. Who knows? Like you said, it could have doubled at that point. Like, I would guess it solidly at least 5 million creators out there. 5 million women around America that are willing, or maybe around the world, whatever, that are willing to do this. And that's so dehumanizing for them to put themselves out there.
Well, it's dehumanizing on two fronts. We're going to get to the man side of it in just a second. But kind of what I wanted to focus on with this point is how dehumanizing it is for women, in the sense of, I was watching another video of Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen, two names that you probably don't know because I didn't know them when I was first looking this stuff up. But essentially, this 18-year-old girl is the daughter of two Hollywood kind of icons, and she was talking about how she started an OnlyFans page, and the reason was because she wanted to kind of, you know, go be her own person and get out and pay for her own apartment. And she mentions how it was, and I forget the girl's name, but again, it was Denise Richards' daughter and Charlie Sheen's daughter. She basically said, you know, I really want to go out and have my own apartment, and my job at the candy shop wasn't cutting it. And I was like, so you're telling me you viewed your career and your life choices as between working at a candy store and OnlyFans? And that's, to me, part of this dehumanizing thing is like, listen, I'm not a fan of women going out and being big career people. And I think, obviously, their biblical role is to be within the home and be a homemaker and all those things. But even set that aside, you've got all these options that you can do with your life. You can go be a wife and a mother. You can go, you know, go to college, be a career person, whatever, even if that would not be what I recommend. And you choose OnlyFans. You choose to literally take off your clothes for the camera, for sponsorships, for money, for views. Like, that's what you do. Like, again, they say, like, the happiest people are the ones who go to work with and have a purpose for their work. What kind of purpose is that? You know, like, and listen, somebody could say, well, you don't know anything about it. You've never been on OnlyFans, which is true. But at the end of the day, like, you can say it's a straw man. It's not a straw man to say that's literally what people like that are doing, is they're taking their clothes off on camera for money. That's literally what it is. And so that to me is the sadder part of it, is, you know, I think about that girl, for instance, in the example of, she had the whole world in front of her to decide what she was going to do with her life, and that's what she chose. And isn't that just tragic? And then I think about the two individuals I brought up a second ago. Their life is, they are now known for to be the people who slept with hundreds, if not thousands, of people, you know, in a very short amount of time. That's what they're known for. That's their legacy. That is about as dehumanizing as it gets. Any other thoughts on this first one? Yeah, it looks like you do.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're about to get into this, I think. So first off, you have it on here, the opposite of empowerment. Like, that's not empowering in the least. We talk about empowerment in the culture. We want to empower women. Like, how in the world is this empowering to have 1,000 men sleep with you? I missed the empowering part of this. I missed how reducing her down to a piece of meat as the product to be consumed in that situation, or even on OnlyFans, you know, where guys are lusting after them. I miss the part where that is empowering to them. But the other side, and I think you're about to get into this, like, you and I were talking off air about that, because like I said, there's just a disgust that should come from that. Imagine being one of those men, one of the 100 men, or one of the 1,057 men waiting your turn. We're not trying to be gross, we're not trying to be graphic, but just imagine for a second where your mind must be and how dehumanizing that is to you as well, that you think that your claim to fame, because they're all, I think, wearing masks, like, they're not, I don't think you're really supposed to be showing your identity and whatnot in these things, and so there's no intimacy, there's no love, there's no connection, there's no anything. You're just there to basically help this woman make more money on OnlyFans
and enjoy yourself
for however long. I mean, if you're doing that much, like, not very long in the least. How dehumanizing is that for her? How dehumanizing is that for you in that situation? So, okay, you can look at it online and go, yeah, but I'm not in that. I'm not, like, going to do anything like that. There still is a dehumanizing element of, like, why would you give that woman on the screen that much power over you, where it's like, she is the person that can please me. She's the one, rather than waiting for your wife, who that literally is kind of the role of her feminine mystique, is women do have a feminine mystique. They do have a sexuality that is beautiful, but it is intended to be used for a husband who will then in turn take care of them and who will cherish it and who will love it and give them what they are most searching for, which is a deep desire to be loved and be cherished. Like, that's where the feminine mystique and the sexuality, the sexiness and things like that that's where it should be used. And instead they're giving it to everybody and it cheapens it. It cheapens human sexuality, while at the same time, there's such a dehumanizing element, especially in those stories, to the men that are doing it as well.
Yeah. Just one more thought on the empowerment thing. And then Joe, you actually done a really good job of segueing us into point number two here. But just the last thought on the empowering thing, again, that video of Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' daughter, that's the point they kept making, is it's just so empowering. And this is what's so interesting to me, Joe, with this dehumanization point. We talked again about this before we turned the cameras on. You poll your average liberal, your average anti-Christian, your average, you know, person who thinks that women are oppressed in the Bible or whatnot, they're probably totally cool with OnlyFans, you know? And it's like that is a more oppressive, dehumanizing view of women than anything the Bible has to offer, anything even, you know, other things have to offer. And so that's what's so confusing about it, is like, it is literally the opposite of empowerment. It is, you are selling your body to men for their enjoyment for money. And so, but I do want to get us into that second point. It literally is prostitution. So the first one was understand just how dehumanizing this industry is. The second thing, and we've already spoken to this, understand that viewing this content makes you a pathetic excuse for a man. So I put on, I initially, when I was putting this down, I wrote, you know, understand what this does to you as a man. Then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Like, I'm just going to put this out here. If you are somebody who regularly views this content, or as the example Joe brought up, if you're somebody who was, not you literally, but like if somebody was standing in line with 1,056 other guys, like just kind of looking around, I have no respect for you. You are a pathetic excuse for a man. You're a loser. And I have no problem saying that. And again, none of our watchers probably were in that line, but unfortunately, there is the chance that some of our watchers and listeners have viewed this content before. And I don't want to beat around the bush and say, you know, talk about, you know, we all have our struggles and, you know, this, you're a pathetic excuse for a man if you view this stuff. And sometimes it just takes people coming out and saying that to wake people up. There's nothing honorable about it whatsoever. As Joe already spoke to, it's not a more innocent version, or it's not quite as bad. No, it is There is nothing honorable about it. We could go on and on about what it does to your brain and how it literally is resetting and rewiring your dopamine centers and all those things. It makes you a pathetic excuse for a man if this is something that takes up any amount of time of your day, of your week. Again, my mind went to those two individuals and the men that were standing in line, the men that were, you know, hey, sure, sign me up. Because I actually read one of the things that Bonnie Blue, when she first wanted to do this stunt, was worried about was that there wouldn't be enough men that were interested. There was no problem. She put that out there, no problem. In fact, had 57 more than what she intended to have. And so, just a pathetic excuse for a man.
It's, again, I keep coming back to the word disgusting, and I hate to beat a dead horse here, but holy cow. Like, the idea of a man who's willing to do that, to once again, to degrade himself. And then if you're looking at this, if you're going to that, yeah, I work with porn addicts all the time. Look, we all run to porn for different reasons. As I've said in the past, I've done that. There's something specific about OnlyFans, in my opinion, and I'm not making an excuse for porn in the least. It's not good. There's something specific, though, about viewing the average girl, I think, that tells me, like, you're using the average person. It could be somebody on the street. Rather than, yeah, you've got porn actors and extras and things like that. That is terrible. It's a horrible industry. It's sex trafficking. It's a horrible industry in so many ways. There's something so personal about OnlyFans that really kind of hits home to me. Like, this is the average girl that could be next door, and that's so dangerous because you're turning a lot of guys, instead of like, oh, well, it's kind of porn actors and actresses type of thing, into it could be anybody. And I don't like it. That really upsets me to think about the fact that my next door neighbor could be doing it. You know what I mean? Like, there's something so personal about it that as a guy, I think we have to be extra careful to avoid specifically OnlyFans for things like that. We want to honor women, and we want to recognize that we're not everybody around us is a piece of meat, and this is what it does, and we'll get into that here in a second and how it shapes our view of women. But specifically as a man, like, yes, there is a pathetic element to that, that if we are, rather than going and talking to that girl, rather than understanding who she is and really trying to love her for who she is and maybe even, you know, start up a conversation and then a relationship and things like that, instead, we'd just rather go to her OnlyFans because, wow, that girl at my high school, now she has OnlyFans, and I always wondered what she looked like. Absolutely not. That is a loser mentality. Instead of going and talking to that girl, I'd rather just go look at her OnlyFans page. That's such a loser mentality. No, I'm not going to go talk to a porn actress. Like, that kind of is one step removed in my mind. This is like a very immediate...
Closer to home,
exactly. Like, everybody could... You could potentially know somebody like that. That's horrific. Like, stay away from those things. Try to engage in real-life relationships with people, especially good relationships with solid biblical guys that are going to help you, you know, call you to account for things like this if they notice that you have OnlyFans on your phone or whatnot. But yes, the pathetic excuse for man, like, this is a pathetic way to meet other people, or a pathetic way to, you know, to just lust after this average girl type of thing. Man, live in the real world, live with actual people.
We've made this point before, but it's one that I think cannot be made enough, and that is, let's say you're 17 years old, and unfortunately this has become a part of your weekly content consumption. You look at OnlyFans or whatever it is, and let's say you do that for 3 or 4 more years. 18, 19, 20. Now you're looking to get ready for marriage, maybe you have a serious girlfriend. What does that do to you mentally if you are really interested in this girl, you found a great girl, and you have a 3-year backlog of women that you have just been looking at and ogling and doing other things mentally and physically with them in your mind from a sexual standpoint, and now you have to key in on one that you know deep down you should have saved yourself for, in a mental sense and in all those things. One who you know that if you told her what you'd been looking at for the past 3 or 4 years, like the disgust, the word Joe keeps using, that she would feel. Like, it puts you in the worst possible mental place you can imagine. And so there's future girlfriend and, more importantly, future wife considerations to think about. The fact that you're going to end up, Lord willing, with one person for the rest of your life, and you're just kind of, again, we think sowing our wild oats means going and sleeping with a bunch of people, and it does mean that, but it can also certainly apply here to viewing this stuff for 4 years before you get married, before you get serious about getting married. And I would just encourage you to think about the wife you're going to eventually end up with. Think about the girl who maybe you haven't met yet, who is one day going to become your wife. What does she hope that you're not doing? Like, what is she really hoping and praying that you are not spending your Tuesday nights when nobody can see you looking at on your phone? And I just, again, we bring that point up a lot, and it's one that it can be very easy to brush aside and say, well, I'm not at that stage in my life yet, or you know, whatever the excuse might be. Really stop and think about it for a second, because it just, I can't speak for women. I can't speak for a girl who finds out that her fiance or husband or whatever viewed that stuff for 4 or 5 years. I guess Joe actually probably could a little bit better, because he's dealt with people like that through his therapy. It just is a terrible mental place to be in. So that's the last thing I wanted to say on this, Joe. I'm sure you got a thought on that. And then if you want to get us into the third one about this making you a pathetic excuse for a man, it does. And it does because of what it does to your future wife as well.
That's exactly it. I love that you added that point, because it's devastating for them to realize, man, you've mentally had sex with tons and tons and tons. Well, I haven't really, you know, look, you can make all the excuses. That's the way she's going to read it. And I work with this a lot. And so, yes, that's the way women read it, is how many people have you had sex with online type of thing through your mind? Not good in the least. This is not something that, be very, very careful with these things. And specifically as it comes to OnlyFans, that may be the next biggest thing. And you may think that you can get away with it because it's not technically porn or something along those lines. You do have to consider the future. And the other thing that would go along with this, it kind of gets us into this third point. We have to understand, we've had episodes on sexuality. You have to understand that sex is not just for your gratification and for your enjoyment in the moment, whatever that may be, with whoever woman it may be. There's a reason why God asks for monogamy. There's a reason why we're supposed to enjoy the wife of our youth, as Solomon talks about. And you can read through the love that you see through A Song of Solomon, the sexual and erotic love. There's a beauty to that, and the Bible does not shy away from that. We're not looking to denigrate it. We're not looking to denigrate women in their beauty or sexuality in the least. We're saying there is a time and place for these things. When we are doing this online through porn, when we are consuming this content through OnlyFans, and we're sexualizing the average woman, we're missing the point of why God created sexuality in the first place, and it is not for self-gratification all the time. Gratification is a part of it, but the gratification comes from a woman who loves you unconditionally and who is in a covenant relationship with you in marriage, and she's fully giving herself 1,000% to you. And she's giving not just her emotion and not just her spirituality. She's not just giving her life over to you for you to help lead her. She's giving her sexuality, which is it's the most private and intimate parts of her life, and she's giving that to you. And there's a beauty to that that cannot be missed. And so when people talk about, oh, the church is very negative about sex, we're sex positive in the world. Like, we're sex positive too. Well, I think sex is great in the proper context. This is not the proper context. Going and sleeping, being one of those 1,057 guys, that is not the proper context. That is just using somebody. And this gets us into the third point, which is that we have to understand that this is forever shaping your view of women. It takes us into a user position rather than a cherisher, rather than somebody who loves this woman. We're just using her. And if we're not careful, then this is what we do with the average woman on the street, is we've been lusting at all these women online, OnlyFans or in porn or whatever it is. We lust and we lust and we lust. And then we find out that, man, we're trying to sleep with somebody on the first date. We're making the first move and trying to get a kiss 20 minutes after we met him. Wow, that's kind of weird. Yeah, because we over-sexualize everything. That's what we do, is we have no concept of how to be a gentleman, because the first thing that we think of is, if you like me, we turn it to sex. That's what we've done in porn. If you like me, we go to sex. And so sex becomes the very first thought, and this is how you get sex-crazed guys and all of those ridiculous studies that guys think about sex every 7 seconds, which isn't true in the least. On the other hand, guys think that sex a lot because we've over-sexualized ourselves, because our view of women is no longer a cherishing, loving, you know, like taking care of this. I want to take care of this woman for life. It becomes, what can I get from you? I can use you for my own gratification. That's where the pathetic part, number two, comes in. But that's also where our view of women is very skewed when we are viewing this content consistently.
The thought I have, and you know, you might be able to say, well, this is just because you have kids now, and again, a 17-year-old, this might be hard for you to grasp, but I do think that this plays into it, and that is, what if that were your daughter? What if that were your daughter that somebody else was looking at online? What if that was, you know, your daughter that thousands, millions of guys were, again, not to get too graphic, but looking at and doing things to themselves, you know, to enjoy themselves with? It's like, okay, well, that is somebody's daughter. Obviously, it's not your daughter, but that is somebody's daughter. And it just to add, it's one of those things that, this is a bit dramatic example, but they say, and if you watch some of those crime shows, like me and Rachel used to love Criminal Minds. It's a really, really good crime show. But they would say, if you were communicating with somebody who kidnapped your kid, a serial killer, whatever, by using their name, by using the person's name in communication with that person who kidnapped them, it softens them because it humanizes the person that they've kidnapped. It's no longer just a person to be ransomed or a person to be killed or whatever. You put a name to it. And I think similarly, obviously very different here, but again, trying to add another human element into it, not, as Joe spoke to, this is not just a piece of meat. This is not just something, a product to be consumed. This is a human being here that, you know, their soul is just getting abused when it comes to people. Again, and again, they're doing it to themselves. I'm not trying to excuse them, as we already spoke to. Like, they're the ones putting this content out there. They're the ones that said, hey, let me get 1,000 people to sleep with me. Like, that's obviously on them as well. But ultimately, what if that, I mean, that is somebody's daughter. What if that was your daughter? And Joe, I'm glad you said it very well. Women were created by God to be cherished, to be nurtured, to be taken care of, to be protected, not to be, again, just used for your own sake, for your own gratification, for your own pleasure. And once again, that's just where I want to say, people can look at the Bible and say, wow, the Bible is so oppressive towards women. Man, the Bible holds women up to be, again, these things to be cherished, these things to be protected, these wonderful people that God created for you know, in complement with men. This is what the world has to offer. The world has to offer, hey, use women for whatever you'd like, mentally, physically, use them for whatever. That's ultimately oppressive. Even though the world might call it empowering, that's what ultimately is oppressive. And so that was kind of our final warning, is understand that if you regularly view this content, and because the other thing, Joe, about it is if you regularly view this content, then you'll ultimately see it as normal. Maybe at first, when you first start, it's one of those things that you know it's a problem, you know it's wrong, and it's still kind of a big deal to you. But man, as time goes on, just like sleeping with your girlfriend, if you the first time you do it, it's like, oh my goodness. By the 50th, 60th time, it's not going to be as big a deal to you. And so similarly here, you're going to view it as normal if you do it multiple times. And so therefore, it is ultimately shaping your view of women in a very negative fashion. You're going to have a daughter one day. You're going to have a wife one day. And so these are just considerations to have. And it might seem like we're kind of saying the same things over and over again, but these are incredibly important principles to remember in our ultimate overall plea to stay as far away from this site as you possibly can. Again, it is a kind of the new porn hub, so to speak. And so, yeah, I mean, those are kind of our three. Joe, what other thoughts do you have to wrap us up?
Yeah, I think people can sometimes think that we're really harsh on women. We had our wives on. I mean, I hope everybody sees we have a really good time and we love our wives, and we've spoken to that. But I think sometimes people can get this concept that maybe we don't like women, or we're misogynists or things like that. And hopefully not too much. But this is one of those where we want to put that to rest and realize, like, that's not the case at all. We want to cherish our wives. We want to cherish the women around us. We want to love our moms and our sisters and our, you know, your wife and my wife. You know, we want to make sure that we're cherishing them and loving them. It starts with our mind. It starts with the way that we view the average woman, and it starts with us recognizing that they are a gift and a blessing from God. And if we can't do that, if we're doing things that are actively taking us away from it, we have to cut those things out of our life. And so that'd just be my final warning, as you were talking about, like, women were meant to be cherished and guarded, not to be used and discarded. And that would be the main point, I think, of this episode, that OnlyFans really takes us away from that principle of holding up women in our lives and recognizing that, man, don't do this to them. Don't cheapen them. Don't sexualize them. And don't take them away from being the gift that God made them to be because you turn them into a piece of meat, something along those lines. So yeah, it's one of those episodes that you may listen to and go, okay, well, that doesn't help me get out of porn or whatever it is. It's not the point. It's more of changing your mind and helping you realize these are children of God. They have been created for a purpose, and the purpose was not for you to lust after them. The purpose was to love them and to treat them as children of God, to treat them as human beings that deserve respect and everything else. And so that would just be my last thought. But what, any last thoughts?
Yeah, last thing I'll say is just be a man worthy of respect. We've had so many episodes that we are trying to paint the picture of what we believe a godly young man looks like, even kind of outside the realms of the Bible, when it comes to working out consistently, and even the one about being funny, reading books, you know, all these things that, hey, we firmly believe. You can do all those things. You can conquer your mornings. You can be a productive person. You can have a great career. You can do all those things. if you're a man who's not very worthy of respect because you're getting sucked into stuff like this, none of that other stuff really matters all that much. And so that is, again, I guess my last thought would be just be a man worthy of respect in a lot of ways, but specifically in this way, no man worthy of respect spends his time looking at stuff like this. No man worthy of respect would be found a million miles anywhere near that line to get into Bonnie Blue's mansion or whatever it was. And so, yeah, be a man worthy of respect. Appreciate you listening very much. This is one of those that, you know, not the most fun episode in the world, but it's one that we firmly believe everybody needs to hear and listen. So I'd love to hear your feedback, your comments. If you're in the Discord, let us know in that. And if you're not, let us know in YouTube, on the YouTube comments. But Joe, I guess that's all for right now. We will be back next week for episode 114 of the Godly Young Men podcast. But for now, this was episode 113. Thank you so much for listening and watching.